Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. And now for a silly question. Have you ever found yourself on the receiving end of one of Cupid's arrows? I know, but I mean really, head over heels, can't sleep. When you think of the object of your desire, you forget man's inhumanity to man. And there seems to be almost an unquenchable need within you during your waking hours to pen buttock-clenchingly earnest poetry? The last part may just be me, but you get the idea. Love is one of those universals that Uncle Will wrote about in a number of plays. But in his sonnets, which there does remain debate over whether he ever intended their publication, Uncle Will fully commits to some very personal feelings. Today, as you may have gathered, Uncle Will is amorously afflicted, madly and hopelessly, as one can only be in the youthful world of possibility, in love. In Sonnet 18, arguably one of his most famous, our smitten Stratfordian pulls out all the stops and touches on the themes of beauty, the stability of love, and literally, immortality. In the first quatrain, Uncle Will poses the question about whether he could compare his love to a summer's day, but then realizes that they are far more beautiful, and not to mention that the delicate and lovely flowers can be unceremoniously battered by gusting winds. Oh, and that summer doesn't last very long.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will starts seeing the flaws in that comparison. The sun can be too hot, and at other times obscured by clouds. And anyway, all beautiful things eventually lose their beauty, either by experience or by simply the passing of time.
Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed.
In the third quatrain, though, he turns a hard 180, declaring that their beauty will be unfading and eternal because, and here William becomes a bit self-serving, you and your beauty are immortalized by the very poetry I write.
But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest.
In the final couplet, he really hits it home with the idea that as long as humanity survives to read poetry, this sonnet will live on, and you and your beauty within it.
So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
In a way, this is really about capturing a feeling that would otherwise fade with time, keeping that moment as you move through the years together. Something to remember next time you have a spat with your partner. Think back to the time when the sun revolved around the two of you. Smile, write a bad love poem if the mood strikes, then take the rubbish out like they asked. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.